Welcome back to the Press Box on a beautiful Saturday, the first Saturday in May. My great friend and co-host, Dave Baker. Dave, I'll kick it to you, brother.
Jeter, I appreciate it. Great talking to you. Before we get into conversation, a reminder that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equaride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Jeter, I know we're going to talk about both divisions of the Arkansas Derby coming up, but before we can do that, and I did not tee you up on this previously, but obviously good news as the stables are set to open at Churchill Downs, and even though there won't be fans there, even though there's not racing here on the first Saturday in May, there will be racing at Churchill before the end of the month.
Yeah, great news, Buzzy, and really get light at the end of the tunnel news. There are a lot of horsemen who have been sitting here really since Turfway was canceled right after the Jeff Ruby Stakes. We've been 2 months without live racing, and, you know, the industry, as all a lot of other industries, have just found it, the hardships and everything. But light at the end of the tunnel, great news. Racing resumes at Churchill on May 16th. And even without spectators, it's a great thing to have back. And you know, today, Buzzy, is supposed to be Kentucky Derby Day.
Yep.
And, you know, a little bit of heartstrings get tugged and pulled. I know we're going to get a chance to have Derby the first Saturday in September. But, you know, you knew that the weather would be perfect today, right?
Right. That's just the way it is. Well, let's, here's the other thing. You know, so much has changed in our world and it's changing by the day, and we're just blessed that we're all, healthy. But some things never change. And so even though the Arkansas Derby, is split once again, that Baffert guy has the favorite in both races.
Yeah. You know, I call him the Baffert Bunch. You know, because he has four or five, six every year that seemingly are the top echelon. You know, in addition to Charlton and Nadal, who will be favored, I think, in each division of the Arkansas Derby, he's got so many others. He's got Finnick, he's got the 8 rings, he's got 1,000 runs. You know, his bench is pretty darn deep, and compared him really to the John Calipari of horse racing, but he just he recruits well. He then conditions them well, and then he sends them to the NBA. And obviously, our 3 rings is a little bit different, but it is our NBA, and he's going to have a lot of talent. Get ready to graduate.
And Jeter, before we talk about that any further, I just want to divert for just a second, because when Baffert first got going, when he came from out west and what quarter horses or whatever, I mean,
yeah.
People thought he was really quirky, you know, because he had the walkie-talkies to his exercise riders and everything. And boy, he just stayed true to what he thought would do it.
You know, he's true, like you said, true to his word and true to his nature, and really a guy confident and convinced that he would do things the right way. And you know, Johnny T.L. Jones.
Yeah.
Good God, one of the greatest Americans in the history and great friend. We lost him a year or so ago. But Johnny said, if you can train a horse, you can train a horse. And, you know, he started in the horse business out of Mexico and made his way and had Womack International, stood the great Nureyev. But he's really right. You know, Baffert has proven that theory to be true. If you can train a horse, you can really train a horse.
Okay, so who do you like in these two divisions of the Arkansas Derby?
Well, you kind of hit on it, and you got to beat him, and it's going to be tough. You know, Charlton is 2 for 2. He is very much like Justify. He didn't race as a 2-year-old. He's a big, strong, kind of consistent looking thing. And, you know, got started earlier this year, and he's kind of just got cruise control in both of his 2 wins. He comes into the Arkansas Derby, stepping up in class, And Buzzy, the real thing is going to be whether or not he can sustain kind of his momentum and forward running kind of style that Baffert is known for. This horse has got all the characteristics, all the potential, all the talent. It's now stepping up to the big time. You know, you get called up from AAA to the major league. Some are great players at AAA, but they're not really good at the major league level. I think this horse will graduate and make that transition pretty smoothly. You know, he drew, I think, the better of the two divisions. I think the second division of the Arkansas Derby is a much deeper and a much more highly contesting type of style.
I really
think Charlton is going to be awfully tough to beat.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, the thing to remember is that no matter how many divisions there are, how many horses, it's great racing again. It'll be celebrating Derby at home, and no better way to celebrate it than you can get all the Gene selections at thepressboxlts.com. And please go to thepressboxlts.com and further on this Facebook page and see all the amazing things that are happening over at the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. And it's just going to be something special this summer. It'll be different, but special. You get the Derby later in the year. You get the Louisville Thoroughbred Society up and running. And, brother, that's a daily double as far as I'm concerned.
Well, before we leave today, I want to, church announce, it's going to have a Derby broadcast on NBC today.
Oh, that's right, the virtual Derby.
The virtual Derby, all Triple Crown winners. Go on there, you make your donation to charity, and get in and play, and it's going to be interesting. I'm intrigued by it. I know Churchill has spent a lot of effort, a lot of time,
yep,
a lot of money to make this happen and give us a little taste of Derby, even if the horses aren't there on the track today, Buzzy. But it's going to be fun to kind of watch how high technology puts the Criterium and Seattle Slew and
right,
Firm. Just kind of going to be a fun day. And I think it would be a great thing for us to raise a lot of money for charity and
absolutely
promote racing.
All the money's going to go to the Team Kentucky Fund. And so you go on there and you donate. Churchill has agreed to match up to $1 million of the bets that are made, the donations for getting in on this. And the everybody that enters is going to be eligible for a drawing to get the ultimate Kentucky Derby VIP experience on the first Saturday in September. And folks, that's the Press Box. And our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, hope you and yours have a great weekend celebrating Derby at home, safely at home, my friend.
I'm going to be celebrating it right here in McLean West.
Yes.
In the middle of Blood River down here in West Kentucky. Not a ripple on the water, a great sky in Corvus, and obviously we're practicing a lot of social distancing. I don't see another boat within a mile.
You enjoy, my friend. Love you. We'll talk soon.
See you, brother. Take care, my friend.